Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. Namaskar. Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. You're watching Healer Within. Namaskar, sister.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Welcome to Healer Within.
Thank you so much.
I have been enjoying this series, Healer Within. Very nice things I've learned. But I have a little confusion about God. Because first I thought we made God into a villain. God writes our destiny. God punishes. God will take care of the bad things I did if I say sorry. I'm still confused whether I have a concept about God or do I know God or is there something like God? Where is he?
At the Brahma Kumaris, the meditation technique that we learn is called Raj Yoga meditation. And like we saw earlier, yoga means connection. Connection between any two souls is a meditation, is a yoga. Now, first meaning of Raj Yoga was a meditation by which I will become a ruler of myself. So self-sovereignty, self-ruler. Another meaning of Raj Yoga is connection with the highest. Because Raj, the highest, and a connection. So connection with the highest. So in Raj Yoga meditation, what we do is, like we saw earlier in the last few episodes, is self-realization, understanding myself, understanding that this body is just my costume. I, the soul, am on a journey. And I am eternal, and I have my own original beautiful qualities of purity, love, and peace. Second thing we saw is, every soul is on a journey. And every soul that I'm meeting today, I've met them before. And every time we had a interaction. And as we changed costumes, the interaction carried forward with us. So whatever was the flavor of our meeting in one costume, when we changed the costume and met again, the flavor of the meeting continued. So we understood that everything that's happening in our life is a result of our past karmic accounts. Now, these two things bring tremendous amount of power back to me. One, I'm eternal, so I don't die. Now, this removes fear of death. And any soul which is able to overcome fear of death will able to overcome almost all other fears, because this is the deepest fear. When you understand that you don't die, when you understand this is permanent, rest everything is temporary, your whole perspective of looking at everything will change completely. Second, we understood that whatever's happening to me in my life has been created by me. And today I have the power to change the direction of where I want to take it. Now, both these things, I am a pure, peaceful, powerful soul. And second, I am the creator of my destiny and I can take it in the direction I would want to. Now, these two fundamental truths bring back complete responsibility on me. Responsibility of how I feel is totally mine now because I am the creator of every thought and feeling. And responsibility of whatever is happening to me is also mine. Now, the blame from everyone around me and also the blame from him is completely over. If there's anyone to blame for what is happening, it's me. But then we don't say blame. We say we are responsible. Now, when there is a responsibility on someone, someone has to be equipped to fulfill that responsibility in the right way. If I am given a certain responsibility, then I also have to have the skill and the power,
the capability,
to carry out that responsibility.
And knowledge.
Very nice. So, knowledge, skills, power, capability.
Desire, want.
Desire, yes. Determination. That pure desire that I have to carry this out in the right way. Because we had lost these few things, knowledge, fundamental, we did not have. Power we did not have, desire we did not have, we had started blaming somebody else. And when we never found who to blame for what's happening in my life. You know, for small things, we always found people to blame.
Mm.
If my business is going wrong, someone's done something wrong to me. My relationship is in a conflict. It's the other person who's to blame. But when there were certain bigger things that were happening, an illness which was not getting cured, an untimely death in the family, a fatal accident. At this time, when I didn't find anyone to blame, then I blamed him. That this is happening or decided by him. So now when I remove blame from everywhere else, complete responsibility comes on me. When responsibility comes on me, I have to ask myself, do I have the power to carry out this responsibility in the right, smooth and natural way? I have the knowledge now. Like in the last few episodes I've seen, I have the knowledge that I'm a pure, peaceful soul. Anger is not my nature. And now almost most of us have understood this. Anger is not my nature, peace is. Hurt is not my nature, love is. Expectation is not my nature,
giving is.
Acceptance is. Giving is. Sharing is. Now what happens after I have the knowledge, I come into the field of practical life. And I want to start using this knowledge. That now situations will come. Anger is not my nature, peace is. I'm not to expect anything from anyone, acceptance. Now, when I start using this, I find at times that I know it.
But I don't have the power.
But I don't have the power. And now this becomes a little more troubling. You know, one is I didn't know it. I kept saying you're responsible for my pain. You're doing wrong so I can get angry. That was easier to handle. Actually, because it was like, not my fault, their fault, they need to change. We lived our life like that, easier to accept, but we were living in pain. Then we came to a second stage where we got the knowledge that I can do it the way I want to do it. But now what happened is when I tried to do it, I realized I cannot do it. Or if I could do it 2 out of 10 times, 8 out of 10 times, I was failing in doing it. This started creating a lot of question marks in spite of knowing it, in spite of accepting it, in spite of wanting to do it also. Like I said, the pure desire. Who would not want to live a peaceful life? Who would not want to have beautiful relationships?
But they all want the easy way, no?
No, even after, see, you know, most of us will see today that, yes, I want to do it.
Hmm.
I will. And, you know, first thing in the morning, we will decide, today, see, I'm going to be very peaceful. I've understood, like, you know, the kind of conversation that we'll have with ourselves. I've understood I cannot change anybody else. I've understood it is sanskars. I've understood, you know, so I tell myself, you've understood everything, right? So now why should you have a problem in doing it the right way?
I am peaceful.
I am peaceful. And there I go out and sometimes I'll end up doing the same mistake all over again. Now the question mark is, what is missing then? Knowledge is there. Desire is there.
The thing to put in practice and the power to do so.
Yes. So the power to put it into practice is missing. Rest everything now we have. I have complete knowledge. I believe the knowledge. I accept the knowledge. I want to implement it. When I go to do it, I still fail because I, the soul, who's going to implement the knowledge, doesn't have that power today to do it. It's like I have the knowledge that I should walk 1 kilometer like this. It's very good for me. I have the knowledge that I can walk. I know. Or it's a particular exercise. I know I can do it. I have a deep desire to do it because I know it'll keep me healthy. And yet when I start walking, I cannot walk more than 10 steps. And I say, I want to do it. Somebody come with me, I'll walk with you. But still, I can't do it. I don't have the energy, the capacity to do it. So the one step now which is missing is the power of the soul, the battery. If I look at the soul, it's like a battery, which over a period of time today has become discharged. And so the discharged battery with knowledge is also not able to function in the right way. So in order to make what we're doing very simple and natural, we'll also have to start charging the battery along with taking the knowledge. And that's why at the Brahma Kumaris, we have a very beautiful balance and blend of two factors, knowledge and meditation. You know, many places we go, we have spiritual discourses, workshops. It's knowledge. Get lot of knowledge, lot of knowledge. A lot of places we go, there's meditation. Few days in silence, retreat, be with yourself, an hour of meditation, days of meditation. But that means it's food is knowledge and meditation is exercise. What the soul actually needs is both knowledge and meditation. And now meditation at the Brahma Kumaris is I, the soul, connecting with the
Supreme
Soul. Till now, I need to ask myself, why was I remembering God? Do I even need Him in my life? Isn't my life going fine the way it is going? Because that is why we have so many questions. And some of us say, why do you need Him? You're still going to get up in the morning, get ready, go to work, work the whole day, earn your money, come back, take care of the family. What's God doing in this whole picture? What's He doing? You need science, you need technology, and you are powerful. What is God going to do? Why till today was I remembering God? Whether it's in prayers, whether it's in the church, whether it's in my rituals, whether it's in my meditation, did I ask myself, why am I doing it? I need to know the answer. Unless I know why I'm doing a particular thing.
But there are many reasons for that.
Yeah, what is
one is
that?
One is the fear.
Fear?
One is the parents who teach us.
One is parents who teach us. One is
and
fear.
And they put fear in you, saying, if you know why you failed this time? Why you didn't, this thing didn't happen? Because in the morning you did not pray to God. You just left without even saying hello to God, nothing. You've got to say, at least do this much, light a
candle and agarbatti.
Agarbatti, yes. Or some kind
of lamp.
Incense stick or something, at least, and take best wishes from Him. Right. And all that. The more, I think, is the fear.
Fear of what, but?
Fear of failure.
Fear of failure in whatever is happening in my life. So I remember God, so that if I stay connected to Him, everything in my life will go
smoothly.
Very subtle. Very subtle. Why do I need this source of energy? So that everything in my life will go smoothly. That was okay till I thought that He is responsible for everything that's happening in my life. So yes, if I feel you're deciding everything that's happening in my life, I should fear you.
And also fear of losing what I already have.
Yeah, so everything should go fine. Suppose I have a good business, I have a good family, I have good health.
Good relationship.
Good relationships. I want everything to go okay. So that means the minute there is anything fluctuates in the way my life is going, the journey of life, it's because I forgot to do something today.
Yeah, but oh God, for everything.
Oh God,
I forgot. Oh God, it's become like, hi, how are you, good morning.
Right. So yeah. I went to somebody's place a couple of days back, and there was this beautifully decorated prayer place, and there were lot of idols, lots. There must be at least 30, 40, little, very small, so many of them. And all were like that. All were very tiny, small ones. And I said, any particular deity which, you know, you feel very connected to, or I could say you have faith in that particular form of God? And they say, no, you should not have any particular one.
Yeah, the other will get angry otherwise.
You should have, take, everyone should be equal. I said, yes, but everyone, you know, gets connected to something particular. Even if, it's like saying, okay, all of these are my friends, but this one is a very close friend or a best friend. So yes, you're worshipping everything, but any one particular which you feel very connected to. They said, no, never even talk like this. You should do everything equal. Everything in the prayer should be equal for everybody. Then they will all be happy. And then everything in my life will go smooth. Now, if I was praying to God or remembering Him with the intention that everything in my life would go smooth, even if I was praying every day and I was doing it very beautifully with the right intention, but everything in my life was not going smooth. Certain things were going smooth, certain times there were ups and downs. Now when the downs came, I again prayed to him that every day I pray to you, you're my father, you're my mother, you're to take care of me. Please, this problem is there. Please do something about it. Sometimes it got okay. Sometimes it didn't get okay. Why? Because he was not the creator. Now I need to ask myself, if I understand that everything that's happening to me is predestined by me, then do I need to remember God? Because then I am the pure, peaceful soul. I am the writer of my destiny. If something is not right, I am supposed to change it. Then do I need to remember God? Then why do I need to remember God?
To get charged.
To get charged. God's role
in the power.
Yes.
And the wisdom.
Absolutely. Unless I know why I need God in my life, you know, any relationship, we need to know, why do I need this relationship? What do I get or what do I experience in this relationship? What do I want to give and what do I get? What is the quality of energy and interaction in this relationship? If any of us are remembering God or praying to Him so that everything should be okay, we're not going to get what we should get. God is like a healer. God is like a doctor who will heal my pain. I will do it, but he will give me the, you know, like a doctor, will give me the prescription, the medicines, the tips and techniques, which I will then take and I will start working on myself. If I go visit a doctor, just praise him, sing very nice songs for him and just talk to him and come back, the healing will not happen.
And keep his prescription in the most beautiful place.
And his photograph.
And his photograph.
And his photograph. Very true. I will need to take the method of treatment from him and, most important, after I come back home, start taking that treatment. God is a source of power, source of energy, which is always there. It's like you can compare it with the sun. Sun is there to give me light and to give me power. The sun is constant and is always there. And his light and power is constantly radiating to this earth. Now it depends on me whether I face the sun or I turn my back towards the sun. Whether I take the solar power and what all I use it for. Today somebody is using it for electricity, somebody is using it for cooking. Same sun. And somebody is doing nothing. They're closing their doors and windows and sitting inside in the dark room. The sun is still there. The sun will not be able to do anything to me. This we will need to understand. God, come and do this for me? No. Sun, come and do something for me? No. Sun will only radiate its light and power.
It's we who has to open the windows.
Absolutely.
Take the curtains off.
Right.
And go out in the sun.
Absolutely.
And use
and
the
then
sun.
Take that sun's power and do what you want with it in your life.
Yeah.
People are running huge campuses today just by using solar power. They have used the solar energy in a very constructive way.
In Brahma Kumaris?
Yes.
And
the headquarters. Yes. So there is that energy. Every time we are thinking of how we can use that energy in our life in different ways. Similarly, God is a source of energy, source of love, knowledge, power. He will not come and do anything in my life. He will just radiate that love, knowledge and power constantly and to everybody. Not to some and not to some. He is constantly radiating that. Just like a sun. It's very similar. Sun and God is very similar.
Now, that's why people start praying to it also.
Absolutely. To the sun, yes.
And call it the sun god.
So now it's up to me how I'm going to use it. Till now, religion, irrespective of whichever religion we were practicing, like you said, fear. Religion gave us a lot of knowledge. But religion also gave us some very deep belief systems, which, like you said, parents, generations after generations have passed on to each other. One, you must believe in God. you must believe in God. Second very deep belief system that most of the religions have given us is, it's not possible to find God. You can search for God. It's not possible to find Him because God is something very, very distant. It's not possible for a human soul to find God. And that's why everything that we've heard in religion has been of some very beautiful, pure souls who've been on the journey of searching for God, looking for God. And that's what they say, that birth after birth, the purpose of your life is to search for God. But to find God, it's not possible. You can search for God. Another belief system that religion gave us was that God is a very superior, powerful being, and I am very inferior to Him. We always go and pray saying that I am nothing compared to you. I am not even fit to be sitting in your footsteps. I am so low, I am so dirty, I am so impure, and you are so high, so beautiful, so powerful. Now this belief system, if somebody feels very inferior to another person, how would the relationship be?
Not equal at all, and very, very inferior.
There won't be a relationship.
Yeah.
You can't call it a relationship. Imagine a child, you know, we get to see this even in some families, where a child feels very, very, very inferior to the father. And so if a child feels, if a son feels very inferior to the father, how would the father-son relationship be?
Like they say, under a big tree, a small tree cannot grow at all. Growth stops.
Really?
Because where is the son?
Where is the
growth?
Yeah. Because it's always in awe.
Awe and under the shadow.
Right. Same. If I am in awe of him, if I think he's very superior and I'm so inferior compared to him, I cannot even connect to him. I cannot even imagine being connected to him. I can only think of idolizing him, praising him, worshipping him, but I cannot imagine that there can be a relationship. Because how can...
I don't have that power at all.
I don't have that power.
I'm too small, never say that. We're not equal to God. And also this in a fear God. Bhagwan se dar ke raho.
Right.
From childhood, I read it so many places. Those placards everywhere.
Yeah.
Fear God. Right. Nobody says love God, respect God, talk to God. God is your
dad. And they even ask you, are you God-fearing? Which meant to say, do you believe in God? But instead of saying, do you believe in God? They'll say, are you God-fearing? And it was so drilled inside us that you have to fear him. Fear why? Because he's some powerful being and you are nothing compared to him and he controls your life. So fear him.
I'm a very religious, God-fearing person.
Correct.
So I don't do anything wrong, sir. Many people who come to meet you for a job or, you know, the application, even when they want to work for you, they tell you that I'm very God-fearing, honest person, I'll do a good job.
So which means being God-fearing was a nice thing.
Yeah.
It's nice. Now when there is fear of someone, when there's a feeling of being inferior to someone, when there's a feeling that you cannot even stand anywhere near that being, there cannot be a comfortable, beautiful relationship.
It's just like, as you said, the sun.
Yeah.
Running away from the sun, hiding in a room, closing all the windows, closing doors, because the sun is too strong.
And the sun was there to give us everything.
And I need that energy from him.
Right. But I said, no, I cannot even stand in front of him.
He's too big.
He's too big for me. These two belief systems really broke that link that was there between the parent and the child. One, fear him. Second, if you don't please him, he'll get angry. How do we even create this thought? And how do we even believe it if somebody else has said it to us, that God will get angry with you?
See, they mixed up fear and respect.
But angry. You know, if I mean, maybe let's just today spend the day to forget what we've heard, forget what we've read till date in religion or in scripture anywhere. Just let's forget and clean this slate. Let's not believe or not, let's say not believe, let's just put it aside, everything that we've read about God or heard about God.
Start fresh.
No, just today, draw your own picture of God.
Mm.
Your own. What you feel God would be. Forget everything that the world has said to us about Him. Forget everything that you've heard on this program. Just forget everything for a day. And just create your own image of Him. It's like, you know, if somebody is getting married, they'll create an image, no? How would my husband be? If someone's going to have a child, they create an image. How would my child be? Similarly, create an image. If God exists, one, I don't even know whether He exists or doesn't exist. But if there is something known as God, how would God be?
I would paint purity, love and peace.
Purity, love and peace. Anger would come in the list anywhere?
No.
I cannot imagine an angry God. God is a parent. God is perfection. God is beautiful. God is accepting. God is loving. God is compassion. God is forgiveness. How will anger fit in the list?
It doesn't have that quality at all.
It doesn't have. In fact, God would be one being who would not know what it is to get angry. Wouldn't know what it is to get angry. We've always praised Him, ocean of love, tu pyar ka sagar hai, ocean of peace, you're the benefactor, you're the one who removes all my sorrows, gives me love. And then for the same entity, we say God gets angry with me. So, the next few days, as we get to know Him better, let's try a small experiment to put aside everything that we've heard and read and clean the mind, clean the slate, and start creating first my own image. If God exists, what do I think? How would God be? Let's literally write it down. How would God be for me?
How would God be with me?
For me. For me, it's like God. You know, it's like saying an ideal prime minister of a country. How would he be? An ideal cricketer. How would he be? Similarly, a God, how would He be? What do I see as His qualities, as my relationship, and His responsibilities? What all would God do, and how would God be, is a little churning
this
we should do
beautiful
today.
Beautiful sister, thank you so much. Let's churn on this. How would God be? And I want to start the next episode on this topic.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
We have the knowledge that I am a soul. Love and acceptance is my nature. When we come into action, we need power to implement this knowledge into practical. To bring about a transformation, we need a combination of knowledge and meditation. Knowledge is nutrition for the soul, and meditation is exercise. The soul is like a battery which is discharged because of the wounds and pain created in many births. God is the powerhouse. Meditation is the soul connecting to the powerhouse.
Om Shanti. Shanti. mantra.